Do you have a relationship in your life that needs mending? Hi, I'm Heidi St. John. Today I want to talk about fighting. Sometimes we have fights at our house. I hate to break it to you guys, but my house is not always calm and peaceful. I know that that is shocking to some of you. And there have been many times when we have needed to mend relationships in our home. I want to take us for just a moment to James 4 today. The first part of James 4 says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." It's interesting to me, the more I get to know the Lord, over and over and over again, God says the same things throughout Scripture. He says, "Trust me, talk to me, put down your flesh and dwell and live in the Spirit." If we read a little bit further down into chapter 4, we read, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." James 4, 6, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." If you are in the process of needing to mend a relationship in your life today, here are a couple of things that you might want to try. The first one is to seek forgiveness. As parents, we need to be humble, not lording our position over our children. Humility opens a child's heart. When I can go to my child and say, "You know what? I'm sorry. I could have done that better." It's amazing the response that I'll get, as opposed to, "You need to apologize to me." Several years ago, I had an instance with one of my daughters and a hardness of heart that I was having a hard time getting through. And I asked the Lord to give me a particular grace for this particular child. And I felt like the Lord was saying, "Tell her that you need her grace for you. Ask her to pray for you." And so I went into her room and I was tucking her in bed for the evening and we said prayers together. And I just said, "You know what, sweetheart? Mama struggles with these things." And I just told her some things in my own life, you know, pride or fear or some of the things that I was struggling with. And it was almost as if my willingness to expose a tender part of my heart made her heart tender toward me. So if you have the opportunity to, seek forgiveness from your children if you need to. Children want to forgive their parents. Wait for the Lord to speak to your child, and then wait for your child to respond verbally to you. Try it out and see if it doesn't work, because God says that forgiveness clears the conscience. Take the time to seek to mend relationships with your children.